Today's episode of the Be Our Guest podcast is proudly sponsored by the great folks over at VirtualMickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go WDW. Days to Go lets you count in the days until your next Walt Disney World vacation with style. Right now, I'm glancing on my iPhone 6, and I can see that we're down to 72 days to go until the Wine and Dine half marathon weekend. Lots of fun time running with friends, and more importantly, spending time at Epcot, having some great snacks and some fun drinks as well. Don't forget, you can also get Theme Park News Disney Edition to keep up with everything going on in the Disney Parks universe. And we all know there's plenty going on nowadays, and that is a free iOS app. You need it on your device today. Check these and other great apps out right now. Drop by VirtualMickey.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 902. You know what that's from? 90210.
No.
Anyway,
oh,
of the BR.
90210?
Yeah, that's right. I don't know why I
oh
thought of that.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you?
I don't know. Anyway, it's 90210 of the BR Guest Podcast. My name is Mike Rallman from BRGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. And apparently I've spent a little bit too much time teaching already this year with the kids. I'm losing it, and it is not even Labor Day. That's not good for a teacher. So anyway, we are together to answer your listener questions here on a Wednesday. It's another One Commute Question Show driven by you, the listener. So you can send in your questions and comments to Mike at BRGuestPodcast.com and be an internet star here in the next month or so. So joining me today, we have Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com. What's going on, Ricky?
Not a whole lot. That's, I mean, how can you follow behind someone being an internet star? So I don't know. Let's get to these internet stars that we've got who sent in questions.
That's right. We're making stars here in the next 30 minutes or so.
That's right. I love it. Let's do it.
All right. Also joining us from MakingMagicAndMemories.com, we have Debbie. What's going on, Deb?
Hey, my gosh, it's so hilarious. I've had people go, "Where are you? What's going on?" So I'm here. I'm back. I love you guys. I've missed you guys. Doing fine. How about yourself?
Doing fine. Back to work. It's, it is what it is. Back to school.
That's okay. Keeps you out of trouble.
That's true. All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Happy Wednesday, Pam.
Happy Wednesday. I actually kind of liked your little reference there to 90210. It kind of brought back some fine television watching memories, I will say.
Yeah, sure.
Well, you know how Dylan used to have the Porsche, I think it was like a Boxster or Roadster,
yeah,
that little car.
Yeah, I remember that.
See, I drove an MGB, a 71 MGB convertible coupe. So I was kind of like Dylan back in the day. I didn't have the sideburns.
I see.
I drove a Ford Pinto.
That's totally different, buddy.
Hey, mine was a cool car, okay? I'm just going to say.
Well, too, and I wasn't like 42 playing a like 17-year-old either.
So. Right, I know, exactly. Right? He was so much older. It was like heartbreaking when, you read all that. But anyways, yes.
All right, let's make some stars. Our first star to be is from Lancaster, Ohio. It is Jeff. And he says, "Hello all, my wife and I spent our honeymoon at the Wilderness Lodge in early December 1995, and now we're planning on a 20th anniversary trip for December 6th through 12th at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. We are experienced Disney World travelers, with our most recent visit being in 2011. Because of that, there is only a small amount of new things we haven't experienced yet in the parks. We want this to be a more laid-back vacation with a minimum of racing around the parks to see as much as possible, but we'll definitely target favorite attractions and, if the mood hits, we'll rush about for old time's sake. We're also into good meals and make that as much of a facet of our trip as the parks are. With that in mind, we've got the deluxe dining plan once again and sprang for a Savannah view at the lodge. We will exclusively use park transportation services, including Magical Express to and from the airport. Here are my questions. First, I'm eagerly awaiting the opening of Morimoto Asia at Disney Springs. Did I say that right, Ricky?
Morimoto.
See, I'm such not a foodie.
Yeah,
No, I shouldn't. That's not spelled.
You completely butchered that, but that's fine. No.
Morimoto's is a cousin. Right.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, very long distant cousin.
It's going to be like the Thai restaurant down the road. Anyway, the most recent info I have for it at the time of writing is that it will be open summer of 2015. So, does anyone have any special insider info as to a more specific date? Adding on to that, is it likely to be added to the dining plan list? I'd like to make it a destination for a night out at Downtown Disney, followed by an after-dinner drink or three at the recently announced Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar. We are both big Indiana Jones fans, provided it's open by December. All right, Ricky, you are the rumors person. You know what? I don't think it's going to be open by summer of 2015.
I think summer of 2015 is pretty much over. I mean, we do have like less than a month.
Well, I mean, if you consider summer's over, let's say Labor Day, we're pretty safe now.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you consider that, but if you consider the official end of summer, which is like the 21st?
Something like that.
I don't know. Then, you know, I guess there's still a shot, but I don't think it's a good shot of it being open in the summer. I think it's more gaining towards fall, and actually Disney's official website says fall at this point of 2015. Now, what that means is I don't know. I mean, obviously they pushed this back once, so they could potentially push it back again, but I don't see that happening. I have seen some photos recently online that the sign was up for Morimoto Asia. So that's usually a good sign that things are progressing in the correct direction. But yeah, I'm not exactly sure. There is no information on any kind of opening date officially or unofficially that I've heard or seen anywhere. At this point, just fall 2015, which of course, as we know at Disney, can last all the way until December.
Yeah, December 21st.
Exactly. So just keep that in mind. Like, they stick to the specific season dates. So just kind of know that going in. There's a possibility that it, like I said, it says fall. So it said summer. So, I mean, take that with a grain of salt. But given the fact that there's a sign up right now saying Morimoto Asia, I think things are trending towards it being open sooner rather than later. But you never know, especially at Downtown Disney right now.
Okay, so what's the latest on the opening date for the hangars, what I'm going to call it? Jacques Lindsay's.
Hangar. Jacques Lindsay's hangar something bar. Okay, I haven't heard any specific dates on that either. Again, it's all been the end of the, you know, the year again. That's pretty much all I'm hearing. So, you know, it's all very up in the air, I think, with Disney of when it's actually going to open. Let me pull up just to double check if there's any latest information. I don't think there is now. So, yeah. End of the year is all I know. It's set to open again this fall. So, you know, watch. They probably will open like right around each other at that point. So just keep that in mind, too.
Well, they'll be there December 6th through 12th. So I think they have a good shot. You know,
they have a good shot at it. Yeah. If I were going to suspect, I mean, Jack Lindsay has the sign up for them as well. So they also do have their sign up. So I think we're trending again sooner rather than later. But you know, until you see the actual information coming from Disney, you just never know.
Now, let me ask you this, Pam, because he's asking about the dining plan. They're on the deluxe plan. And with these new, you know, not Disney operated restaurants, especially down at Disney Springs, Downtown Disney, how are they trending as far as being added or not added to the dining plans lately?
A lot of things eventually get added to the dining plan, and then even some discount things, too, when you know, at one point they aren't available. So I think there's really no way to predict, especially with things like this. You really just have to wait and see what Disney does. And you know that they really like to keep this kind of information close to the vest. So
I mean, the Boathouse didn't originally offer any discounts.
Exactly.
And now, you know, actually when I was there in July, immediately, like pretty much the day after it happened, we ate there and we got a discount for annual pass. So, and they weren't offering that before. So, yeah, it can happen at the drop of a hat, definitely.
Sure.
All right. Well, he says, second, I mentioned earlier that we'd be using park transportation during our stay. I'm aware that the bus stops all have live updated video boards showing estimated arrivals, which is nice, but I wanted to ask if there's an app of some kind, Android, please, that would serve as a kind of route planner for finding the most efficient routes from point to point. Or is it a case where the buses are so numerous that there's always a bus at point A that will take us to point B? Now, I think we had this question actually about 2 or 3 months ago back where we were talking about the old transportation grids that they used to give out. I mean, they were like big, like, you know, you take your finger, you know, two index fingers where they meet up, and that's the way you can most efficiently get from point A to point B. But and I think somebody did tell us that there's an app out there. So if anybody has that app again, just Debbie, do you have the name of it offhand?
I do. I actually have the app on my phone. It's called Travel Wizard. And it actually has like this little, it looks like a little wizard standing there with his little magical wand. So it's called Magical Wizard. Yep. And it's great because you can actually like click on the resort or the park, and then it scrolls next to the next, whatever your next destination is. And then it will show you different ways that you could get there and how long the estimated time is.
Sweet, good stuff. Hopefully that's available as well for Android, because you have your iOS, right, Debbie? Your Apple?
I am.
Okay. All right. Well, lastly, my date of birth is shared with a very historic Walt Disney World date, October 25th, 1971. I've long daydreamed that this trip's a flag somewhere in the depths of Walt Disney World's great guest database to provide me with some special benefits, even tiny hidden ones. Has anyone ever experienced micro perks, he put in quotes, like this in their experience, or am I more likely to get those little benefits and things by wearing a celebrating an anniversary button? Thanks to everyone involved with producing and hosting this podcast. It's one of several great resources for me when planning trips. All right. So, you know, I wish Disney looked that closely and saw, hey, man, you know, your birthday's on October 25th, 1971. You know, we need to make this guy's day. We're going to put him up in Cinderella Castle. But it's a great daydream. But I obviously don't think that ever happens. And, you know, Pam, would you say the best way to go about this is just to wear a button and cross your fingers and your toes?
Yeah. When it's your birthday, go ahead and wear the button, because that's the only way it will happen. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that there was some speculation prior to the full rollout of My Disney Experience that at some point this would be something that you wouldn't have to do, like you wouldn't have to wear the button, that they would know and things like that. But that is the kind of thing that has not happened up until this point. So.
And Henry Work, actually, back in the day on Betamouse, did foresee a day where there was a giant floating orb that would follow you around and videotape you and announce things like this. So, you know, maybe that's in like phase four of My Disney Experience.
Maybe.
I would love it if they could just see like from your profile, and this is something I really have felt should have been able to happen for so long, but see from your profile how many times you've been at that resort or even that year, you know.
Yeah,
whatnot.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. Like, you know.
And they say, you have a problem.
Maybe they need to, like, maybe they need to go back to the old punch cards.
That's it. Hey, man, our putt-putt used to have, we had an official putt-putt back in the day here in St. Louis, and that was the greatest thing, was getting that punch card filled up.
There you go, right?
Get a free ice cream. Yeah.
Hey, Ricky, did you ever go to putt-putt up at Lindbergh and 270?
I sure did.
There you go. Big slide and go-karts and everything. All right. Next question comes from Wade Stottlemyre, and he is in Mobile, Alabama. Roll Tide. My name is Wade. I'm from Mobile, Alabama, and I've recently come to the realization that I am a Disney-holic.
Woo! Welcome to the club!
That's it.
Just say the same thing. Yep.
I have yet to break the news to my wife.
Uh-oh.
Oh, this could be bad. I think she might have an idea because she caught me listening to your podcast the other day, but like any addict, I did my best to try and hide it from her. We're like, all of a sudden, we're like, I'm going to whisper the rest. Listening to previously listening to previously recorded episodes really helps the week go by. Mike, you and I are one in the same. We both have princess loving daughters. We love college football. Huge Auburn fan here. Oh, my bad, Wade. My bad. War Eagle.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Totally. You're already insulting the listeners. Way to go. This is what happens when you assume, Mike.
I know that's what happens. And let's see. We're both avid runners like you. Part of my vacation routine is to wake up and get a morning run in before exploring Disney that day. My question is, what is your favorite area to run in or route to run while on Disney property? Our Disney home away from home is the Fort Wilderness Campground, and we are pretty entrenched in the camping lifestyle. I absolutely love running the trails there. The wildlife you are able to see is second to none, but I feel like I'm missing part of the Disney Runners experience by not getting to run and see the scenery of the other resorts in the morning. I would like to drive my car to a resort and run 6 or 7 miles and then return to the campground. Is this even something that Disney would allow? I love the podcast. Keep up the good work. War Eagle and M-I-Z. I like that. Yeah. Z-O-U, baby. We're starting in less than two weeks. Anyway, man, college football and running, man. This is, I love Wade. We got a high five, Wade, wherever you are. But, but no high five. Your wife was around. I don't want to get you busted.
Oh, that's right.
I totally forgot about that. Man, I'm like in a quandary here. Anyway, running. Two places I really like to run. And one, you're staying there. I love running that trail between Wilderness Lodge and Fort Wilderness. Like you said, you always see deer, which you don't see a lot around here. I know people live in the rural areas, like, big deal. I see them all the time. We don't see a lot of them here where I live. So it's kind of cool to come upon like a deer or, I don't know, it's like a little, like rodent, like a, I guess like an otter sometimes, like a beaver maybe. I don't know. They're not deer. They're like little beaver. Ground animals. Like, who knows what they are?
Oh my goodness.
Maybe it's an armadillo. Wow. I don't know. There's all kinds of crazy animals coming out of
beaver,
that woods.
Armadillo.
We need a field trip to the zoo, I think.
They're totally different things, Mike.
Actually, they wouldn't be. You wouldn't have beavers over there on that trail, would you? Because there's no water.
Well, there's water very close.
Yeah, very
close.
How far do they wander? There's a lot of birds. Let's just go with that.
I don't think a bird is easy to mix up with the rest.
There's
of
some
that.
Big birds on that trail. Anyway, so anyway,
oh
that's
God.
That's.
What?
This has gone horrible.
This is right? way bad.
I hope you don't have an animal unit that you're in, you know, charge of teaching.
Today we did forests.
Of course.
The forest
you didn't
ecosystem.
Talk about animals, though, right?
No, we talked about redwoods and Yosemite.
Okay,
and
fair.
Anyway,
so
that's my favorite is between Wilderness Lodge and Fort Wilderness. And I love running the campground just to see all the different RVs and trailers and, I mean, because you see some, I mean, I guarantee you when I run through there, I'm like, that thing's twice as big as my house and it's got wheels attached to it. It's ridiculous, but they're so cool to see. I like seeing the golf carts and the horses because you run past the Tricycle D Ranch. So that's my favorite. Another one, though, I would offer Wade is to go over to Port Orleans and run along the Sasagula River between the Riverside Resort and the French Quarter Resort. It's almost a 3 mile loop. I'd say it's about 2.8. So if you want to run 6 to 7 miles, just do a couple loops and do it before the sun comes up when it's still dark outside. And the Sasagula River is flat, like just a pane of glass. It is amazing. And then if you're lucky, the sun will rise over the Sasagula. You'll see that reflection. You can get some great pictures. And then inevitably, you'll see the first boat of the day kind of break. It's almost like an ice cutter. It you know, starts to ripple the waves down the river and everything starts to come alive. So, and you'll see lots of runners on that path most times of the year. So good luck, Wade. Good luck to the Tigers, the other Tigers in the SEC, one of the other Tigers. And let's hope for a good college football season. Let's see what happens. And
look,
I know.
Look for those beavers.
That's it. Yeah, be careful of the
beavers.
Yeah.
Or birds
or armadillos.
Or hound dog, whatever they may be.
Hey,
you
I've seen.
Lizards, you know, because that is our thing there. Definitely look for lizards, but that's a different kind of thing. So
I've seen two opossums on my morning runs this last week. And those things are no joke, man. They hiss at you.
Those things are creepy looking too. They are. As long as you're not seeing skunks, though, I think you're okay.
I haven't seen any skunks.
You're in trouble. So.
Yeah. But yeah, that possum. Because I run before the sun comes up, before school, and I mean that thing was just like in the sidewalk. I came upon it, and that thing was like, I mean, I was nothing like getting your blood pumping. That thing was meaner than snot looking. I mean, it was like, I'm not even bugging you, dumb opossum. I'm just trying to get my run in. Anyway, Courtney's got the next question. I'm telling you, I need to quit teaching. It's making my brain go to mush.
You've only been at it for, what, 1 day or 2 days?
No, man, it's been like 2 weeks. We're in the Midwest. We're not in the East Coast. Just now they're starting their, you know, over in the East Coast, they're starting their, you know, back-to-school sales. Anyway.
Oh, let me tell you, and the crossing guards, they are like the whistle Nazis. I mean, you so much as cross one little inch more than where they want you to go. Holy pinoli.
Don't
so.
Play games. I got a vest.
Oh, I do.
Anyway, Courtney says, hey, everybody, love the show. Y'all always have great info, and it holds me over while I wait and wait and wait and wait for our upcoming trip. I've even been listening while staining our deck and working in the yard. Ha, not while doing laundry yet. Anyways,
uh-oh.
I think we talked to Courtney and she was doing laundry. Maybe somebody was doing laundry. I don't know. Anyways,
yeah, somebody was doing laundry. You don't remember anything.
That's right.
Like,
no,
God,
I do. It was folding laundry.
It was
though,
folding laundry.
Yeah.
They listened to us while folding laundry.
That's right. Okay, anyway. I have some questions regarding FastPass Plus and the rider swap. We're planning a trip to the world in September. It'll be me, my husband, 5-year-old son, and our new little princess, who'll be 9 months old on her first Disney trip. Definitely planning on already taking lots of pictures with princesses. We have been twice as a family, and I have been countless times while I was a cheerleader in high school and in college. But this will be our first experience with FastPass Plus. We haven't been since 2013, and on that trip, we didn't use Rider Swap either, so I'm not familiar with that. I get the general concept of how it works from what I have read, but I cannot seem to find any good explanation on how FastPass Plus works alongside the Rider Swap. Since it will be our son's first time to ride the big kid rides, he's finally at that magical Disney 40-inch mark, we will obviously have to leave one parent with our baby girl. Do I make the fast pass for all of us on my Disney experience and just get rider swap while we're in the fast pass line? How does it all work? For example, I would ride Splash Mountain with my son, so the two of us would definitely need a fast pass. Does my husband need one as well? Does he need to go with us when we get in line so that he can do the rider swap? Then he comes back once we're done and he and my son can get in the fast pass line. Does he need a fast pass at the same time as myself, or can he just use the rider swap? If my husband does not need a fast pass at the same time as my son and I can ride, can I make a different fast pass selection for him? And what are some good tips and times on arranging that? I don't want either of us to miss out on the experience of riding these new rides with our son, so we both plan on riding everything with him. Basically, I would love an explanation on exactly how to use Rider Swap and how to combine it with FastPass Plus. I hope this all makes sense. Thanks so much, and I'm looking forward to the next podcast. Y'all are awesome. All right, Courtney, I think you pretty much nailed it, but Pam, am I wrong that I think everybody will need a FastPass, though, to be able to go through that FastPass line, even with the Rider Swap for the dad and the son? Like, she goes with the son, FastPass. They both have FastPass Plus. No problem. They go through the line. They present the baby at the time that they get in line, but does he get a paper fast pass at that point and not need one? I don't know. I haven't done this for a couple of years.
So here's what you need to do. And I know it's a little complicated, but here's what you'll do. So the son is going to presumably ride with both of them, right?
Yes, that's what they want.
Okay. So everyone will need to get fast pass plus if they want to ride the rides. And what will happen is mom and son will go and ride the ride and use their fast pass plus as typical. Then, what they'll do first is talk to the cast member there by the FastPass Plus entrance and get a little bit of guidance on this. But what should happen is mom and son ride, and then dad goes up with child and presents the rider swap ticket from the cast member when they talk to them. I believe that they're still using paper passes for that, or ticket kind of things for that procedure. So that's the way it should work. But yes, dad will need the FastPass Plus if he wants to ride it.
That's right. And didn't mean to cut you off there, but what I was thinking was back in the old days, the first, like the mom and the son would have to wait standby. And this way everybody's going through the FastPass line. That's why everybody needs a FastPass Plus reservation.
Absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. So okay, you don't get extra fast passes for riding that. It's just your son will be able to ride twice. So.
And that's it. I mean, she asked for like a tip, and I think that's the best thing, is that your son is going to get to experience these attractions two times. And with both parents, of course, you can't all ride at the same time, but you know, it's kind of a trade-off. And like I said, when Paige was at your son's age, she loved it because, you know, Mallory was a golden fast pass for her. She got to go, you know, with Pam and myself and got to do everything two times. And she loved that. I mean, so I think your son will really appreciate this. You know, and I think it, as much as it's fun to do all together, which that time will come before you know it, but it's also cool when you can, you know, one parent gets to spend time with the little princess there, and and then the other parent gets to go on the attraction with the kid. It's a lot of fun both ways, I think.
Yeah, it is.
All right, let's get to another question here. This question's from Scotland. Gotta like
Ew.
That, man.
Cool.
It's Simon Very in Scotland, cool. And he says, "Hi, Mike. I hope you're well and enjoying the build up to the." To the podcast cruise. We need to do more question shows. We are way behind.
We did enjoy the build up to the podcast cruise.
We did.
And now we're sad that we're home.
We get a lot of questions. I just listened to your counter service and snack episode and was with you every step of the way. Your choice of corn dog nuggets from Casey's Corner made me think. Casey's a first day tradition in our family, whether it be at Disneyland Paris or Walt Disney World, but it struck me that I don't know what a corn dog is. For us Brits, there is lots that we know or think we know about U.S. culture, but it would be great to get your views on what you'd recommend overseas visitors to do in order to get a real all-American experience while we're in Florida. I'm not necessarily thinking about attractions at Walt Disney World, but what, in your eyes, makes up the quintessential America? Should we go to a ball game, take in a drive-in movie, or just go straight to Casey's and get stuck in the corn dog nuggets? As ever, thanks for all your work on the podcast and keeping a little Disney in the air until our next visit. Cheers, Simon. Well, Simon, first of all, thanks for writing from Scotland. That is beyond cool. So a corn, I guess he probably knows what a corn dog is now, but it's a hot dog. Do we want to? And actually, I think they're nuggets at Casey. I don't even think they serve full on corn dogs. So they are. I mean, I always get the nuggets. Do they even serve like a full on corn dog? Is what I meant.
No,
I always get the nuggets.
No, I don't believe so.
So anyway, a corn dog is kind of a carnival type treat that you typically get in the United States, like at a baseball game or a sporting event or a fair or carnival, and it's a hot dog dipped in. I don't even know what that stuff is. What is it, like cornbread?
Cornmeal batter. Yeah.
So it's fried though, right? It's just dipped down there.
Yeah, the weenie's on a stick. Yeah, the weenie's on a stick. They dip it in this cornmeal batter, then they pull it out, then they deep fry the weenie that's on the stick with the cornmeal batter on it.
Mm-hmm. And they're good. They're good. They're
amazing.
Oh, they're really good. And here in the United States, you have the quintessential America. You need to come to the Midwest. We have kind of in the same vein. We put Oreo cookies. We have deep fried Oreo cookies, deep fried Twix bars.
Have you ever had
all that kind of stuff at our local fairs?
Cookie dough.
Yes.
Oh my god,
yes.
That was so good. I had that in New Mexico at the fair. Oh,
we deep fry everything at fairs in the Midwest. I'm just saying. So anything in a fryer, you're good to go. But so he wants to come to America so and get the all American experience. So I would say, yeah, definitely go if you can get off property. Go to a baseball game, and in Orlando, your best bet would be to go over to Tampa and check out the Tampa Bay Rays. They're a really good American baseball team. If you could, now this is be lucky, but to see a game where they're playing against the Yankees, that's like the quintessential American baseball team. You know, the only better team is the Cardinals, but the Yankees will do. tug in cheek for all of our New Yorkers. But that would be a lot of fun for you. I would say also check out the Kennedy Space Center over on the Space Coast. That's a pretty American thing, going to the moon. We've done that. let's see. I'm just bragging on our country. Yeah, we've been there. We've been to the moon, done that.
We've been to the moon.
We've been there.
Flown space shuttles, that kind of stuff. We have astronauts. Let's see. So what else? I'm trying to think, the American experience. There aren't many drive-ins to go to. I mean, there's very few of those in the United States left. If you have one, you're very lucky in your town. Payne, what would you say? Would you offer for something, somebody from overseas wants to get a taste of America in the Central Florida area?
I don't think this is quintessentially American, but I think that we claim we have a lot of pride in our pizza. We certainly eat it enough, and there are some great pizza places in the Orlando area, like the one that we go to that's off property that is, of course, escaping my brain right now.
Giordano's or whatever.
Thank you, Giordano's. Yeah, and it's a thick crust. Yes. So it's a Chicago style pizza. So that could be American, right?
Time I checked, Chicago was still in the United States.
Chicago was in the U.S. We're good.
Yes, exactly. So even though pizza may not be, only American, I think that style of pizza we can kind of lay claim to. And I think the outlet shopping in the area too. I know so many people from overseas come here and they really enjoy that experience. So that might be something to check out too.
Yeah, nothing says America like 3 t-shirts for $10.
Absolutely, right? That's designer it. Goods, half off.
Mickey's not quite looking right, but hey, they're 3 for $10. He's having a bad day. Debbie, what would you say for somebody coming from overseas to get a taste of America?
Oh, geez. There's so many things. I know this is kind of an offbeat thing, but if you can, do an airboat ride. Look at some of what we have over here. Like, of course, we don't have sudden little creatures on the airboat rides. But I've told a lot of people to come and do the airboat ride. You'll see the alligators, you'll see different types of wildlife that we have. And it's just really cool to hear the backdrop of the stories on some of these different animals, as well as, you know, their breeding. And it's really a kind of cool experience. So that's something that's different that, you know, not every place in America has, but like Louisiana would have that, Florida has that, places that have a lot of water. So that's kind of something different, you know, that's kind of cool. And you know what? And to me, hamburgers, that is an American thing. You got to have a big old hamburger, a big old stack of onion rings. To me, that says America with a big old chocolate milkshake.
Oh, that does sound really good.
I know it.
And you know, when you're in your airboat, you may see some beavers and armadillos, you know, just like.
Oh, my
God. I was not going to go there, okay?
Yeah, and maybe birds.
Yeah. Like osprey and stuff. Anyway.
I was not going to go there.
Those things all look so similar.
That's, you know, running.
Osprey, armadillo.
Yeah, I mean, you know, running through Fort Wilderness, airboat ride.
You know, whatever.
It's all the same thing. Anyway, Ricky, what would you say is America?
You know what? Seriously, it's going to sound so stupid, but...
Visit Georgia.
No, yeah, visit Georgia. That says America right there.
No, it's that big rocking chair thing you were sitting in Nashville. Go
ahead. Yes, when I went to the George Jones Museum anyway, this past weekend. I totally did. That was all Brian, by the way. But anyway, I would not choose to go to the George Jones Museum on my own.
Blame it on the husband.
No, it really was all Brian. I wouldn't go on my own. Yeah. Sorry, all you George Jones lovers out there. It was really cool seeing the museum, though. Anyway, so I'm actually going to say, kind of to go along with Pam's shopping, and this is totally not, like, I mean, not fancy, but going somewhere like Walmart or Target.
Oh, Lord.
Well, here's why.
Go to Walmart.
Right, exactly. I saw a video, it was like one of those BuzzFeed videos, so you know they're quality entertainment right there. And it was like... people who were not from America who experienced Walmart for the first time, and they were just in shock of everything, and it was fascinating to hear their thoughts on it. So while it's not necessarily the best idea, at least it'll give you a taste of something American.
Oh my Lord, please do not do that, because some people actually shop in their jammies in Walmart.
They do! That's America!
Lord! I think it was Jeff Foxworthy that said some of these people dress spandex things and they do not fit well with them. And this, he said one lady, when she walked up, looked like she was riding a hippity hop. You know, because she was just did not match it. Her whole outfit was just like completely squeezed in with her clothes. Please do not do what she just said. Do not embarrass America.
You know what? But like I know Nikki, you know, from the UK, she loves to go to like Target I'm assuming maybe Walmart or one of those, or a grocery store or something like that, and picking up like all the unique, you know, items that they don't have over that way in England. Right. So, you know, that's always like something that you could do, is to, you know, try all the crazy food items that we have here that you don't have, that you think are just absolutely insane, kind of like corn dogs probably, and picking that up and eating it in your hotel room or taking it back with you. So, I mean, that's why I was suggesting it, only because I was thinking of Nikki and how much she likes to take home things like Pop-Tarts and stuff like that. So, Velveeta cheese, exactly. Yeah, she takes home a ton of stuff. I know she takes home cereal and all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
That's amazing. You think that stuff's worldwide?
No, it's not, though.
Yeah,
so,
we're lucky Americans. We have Pop-Tarts and Velveeta. I mean,
we do.
What else can you want? And Walmart. America, that's it. The people of Walmart. You know, I'm
that's
just saying.
Right.
I think it's a Twitter account.
Oh, please, yeah.
We got to get out of here. Let's do the last question today. It's from Marnie. And Marnie says, "Hey, BOP crew, we're the Bop crew, apparently."
That works.
I like that. Yeah.
Yes. Where's my Hanson?
Here we go. Da 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 da.
No, not that.
Everybody's got that stuck in their head now. I live in Houston, Texas, but I'm currently an AP holder with an expiration of August 27th. Quite by accident, my daughter and I have managed to be at Disney World during every month since October 2014. Wow,
good job.
Every month. At first, this was not...
You got me, Pete. That's awesome.
At first, this was not actually intentionally planned, but now that we have realized it, we are purposely making sure we finish it out for the year. 10-10-2014 was my 40th birthday and actually kicked off what we are now jokingly calling hashtag the Year of Disney. September 2015, we'll finish off our year of Disney, and this is something that I was told I was allowed to do by a cast member over the phone while making our September reservation. She had me book the free dining promo for September 23rd through the 27th with a 10-day park hopper. She said all I would need to do is to go to guest relations before using those tickets and upgrade our 10-day tickets to annual passes with our AP renewal, since we would still be within the renewal window, and then I can still use the free dining promo. Now that AP discounts have come out, it's actually a couple $100 cheaper for me to pay the rack rate with free dining instead of using the AP discount and adding the dining plan. Fortunately, we're also heading over July 31st, which is also in my renewal window, so I plan on switching our September tickets then just to make sure we can actually do it. But my question to you guys is this: do you think she is correct? I have been given wrong information before and just wondered if you might have a definitive answer on this. I'm wondering if I should just go ahead and switch to the AP discount for that trip, or can I rest assured that the information was given was accurate? If she was wrong and I just wait till July to switch to the AP discount, I'm afraid of a very limited availability. I'd like to buy our plane tickets as soon as possible, but I am hesitant because I'm scared I may not be able to get the same dates on the AP discount if I wait. Thank you so much for your fabulous podcasts. I listen to quite a few as I'm driving, but yours is always one of the ones I'm most excited to hear. Thanks again for everything, Marnie. So thanks again, Marnie, for listening down in Houston. Kind of a, let me see if I can get the details again here. So she wants to use, and that makes sense though. You can buy a package with a ticket. You can take the credit for that ticket to towards an AP. That is definitely something you can do. Where I think we're getting into the gray area here is she's trying to decide whether to go with an annual pass discount and add the dining plan, or free dining and pay, you know, and go with what she has. So Pam, from what I said, what do you think is her best advice? And of course, this was still back from the summer, so the time has passed. But what do you think about this?
I'm sorry, but I'm not following part of the question. Like, why? What is the hesitation? Why would she not do it that way? To use the ticket that she's getting with her free dining package to upgrade to the AP?
Yeah, I know. That's the thing is, I think I would do that. But I think the thing is, she was going before that, too. She was going in July.
She doesn't know if that will work, where they would get the AP, where she could actually upgrade. I think that might be where it is.
I think the question's in her renewal window, too. She wants to make sure she takes care of it within that renewal window. So she says, I'm wondering if I should just go ahead and switch the AP discount for that trip. I think she's talking about July. Or can I rest assured that the information I was given is accurate? If I was wrong and I wait till July to switch to the AP discount, I'm afraid of limited availability. So I think she's worried about... Okay, so I think what she's worried about doing is she was going in July. And she wants to make sure she's got free dining for September. And she was going to use the September 10-day Magic Your Way park hopper to pay for her annual pass, or to credit towards her annual pass renewal. But she's thinking about in July renewing her AP and then going the route of, I don't know what you'd do in September then. I guess you would just take your ticket and make it a 2-day and just keep it as a credit. Is that what you would
just
do, Pam?
Keep the two. So, well, is the question. So this is us, it's not her. I'm just trying to make sure that we have this right. So maybe what the question is that since she'll already have her AP, can she hold that for a period of time and then use it to renew her next AP?
I think she wants to renew this AP. Like when this AP expires, it expires in August, did she say, or did it expire in September?
It expired August 27th.
That's the problem. She's trying to make sure that it will still work to renew. You have a 1-month grace period after your pass stop.
They tell you that. Disney is good about letting you know when that date exactly will expire. But even so, the renewal price versus the regular price, if you were going to renew, I think longer than that, if your renewal doesn't take place until after that date, then you're better off not doing the renewal anyways. You know what I mean? Because it's such, you save such a low amount on the renewal. It's not very much. So if you're going to not be at Walt Disney World within that 30 to 60 days that you could renew anyway, then you're better off not doing the renewal price at all. Because what instead, what you would get is another look at Absolutely. It as adding another month or two onto the Correct. End of the AP. So,
but as far as her idea of will her annual pass, will she still be able to get the annual pass discount based off of the fact that it's already expired? Yes, she will, because she has that 30-day window. So that's what I think her question is about.
So I think the cast member was correct, and I think you're in the
yes.
best spot, is basically what
yes.
it is.
Yes.
So
yes.
I saw too, yeah.
Yeah, and if anybody has any comments, again, facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast, Marnie, you know, this is definitely a group process here. We always want to help everybody. We're not always right. You know, sometimes we read different things into these questions. So drop by and let Marnie know, and that's going to do it for our question set. Boy, we got a good one there to end it. Thanks, Marnie. You got me thinking. It was all fun and games. It was
armadillos.
Nobody
said there would be math.
Oh, man. It
or
was
birds.
Yeah, exactly.
Or,
it was airboats.
Or animals of any kind.
Simon, you can write in any time. Your questions are a lot easier than Marnie's. Anyway, that's what
Walmart.
We get. Houston's apparently full of rocket scientists, and Marnie's probably one. So anyway, today's episode brought to you by the great folks over at virtualmickey.com. Again, I'd like to thank Joe and all of our listeners for being a part of that big contest we had just a few weeks back. Those gift cards, Disney gift cards, did go out to the winners this past week, and I saw them shared on social media. And it was just really exciting to see folks, you know, getting Disney gift cards and supporting our podcast, supporting virtualmickey.com. And that's what it's all about. We're a great community. And if really you need to take your iOS device and make it a Disney device with a couple of apps, you need to do this today. First of all, get Days to Go WDW. It's going to help you count down to the next Walt Disney World vacation. It's a beautiful app. It's got lots of little hidden features like an audio cue each day. Mine goes off at 2:05 in the afternoon because the kids leave at 1:50. And it tells me, hey, you're one day closer to vacation. Right now I'm down to 73 days or 72 days, I believe, to go until Wine and Dine Half Marathon weekend. So it's getting me excited for that. And also, Theme Park News Disney Edition. I mean, Ricky, you should know. Is there anything happening with the Disney parks? I mean, there's not much. I mean,
nothing
right?
at all. Nothing Quiet. Happening at Disney or Universal right now. Nothing. So, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, otherwise, you know, why would you need an app? You know, no, just kidding. There's so much going on. And Theme Park News Disney Edition is going to keep you on top of everything. You're going to look like you're a blogger like Ricky. You're going to be like, hey, let me check my sources. And just pop
That's
open
right.
the app and be like,
pop it up.
You know, you can say, you know, Ricky says, or the Disney Parks blog says, and you don't have to say that. Just pretend like you wrote it and
plagiarize. I say it's going to be this.
That's what you got to do. You can be the news and rumors person in your family. So that's a free app, which is awesome. So no reason not to grab that today. So again, virtualmickey.com, great supporter of the podcast. We thank them for all they do for us. Drop by today and support those folks. Don't forget, Magical Mouse Radio plays great Walt Disney World in-park audio and music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're over at magicalmouseradio.com. We have the next Be Our Guest podcast live show coming your way on September 13th. So put that on the calendar, September 13th, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, right there on Magical Mouse Radio. Give us a follow on Twitter. We're at Be Our Guest Mike. Again, we're on Facebook. Lots of great new folks joining us over there in the last couple weeks. Great conversations going on. Be Our Guest podcast on Facebook. And drop by the friendliest forums on the internet at brguestpodcast.com/forums. Keep those ratings and reviews coming on iTunes and Stitcher too. We are doing great in both of those places, and it's thanks to you for taking the time to drop by and say some kind words about the podcast. All right. Oh, one other thing. This is called a tease. Ricky, you ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah. We are going to do t-shirts for everybody. Ooh. And these are going to be sweet looking t-shirts. We've been working on the logo design over the past month or so. And they're going to be on sale for the month of September through the Imperial Shirt Co., which is otherwise known as Nate from Wedway Radio.
That's right.
So you know they're going to be awesome shirts. But we're going to sell those in September for the month of September. Then we're going to put them away. They're going to be gone forever. And you'll get yours delivered in October. So, you know, put away a couple bucks. You know, to save brown bag your lunch for the next week and then get a shirt in September and support the show. We could really use it. So that is coming soon. More details to follow. But until then, we're going to be back again together on Friday. And Friday, we're going back to the Disney dream with that podcast we recorded. It's Tough Disney Choices.
This is the one where Mike ends up
that
on the floor.
That is the one. And it wasn't because of the tequila or anything. You know,
it was not because of tequila.
This was way before. This was like 8 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, so great show heading your way on Friday. And, of course, we're going to be back here again on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, just like always, talking Disney with you. We appreciate it so much. So for Mike, Ricky, Debbie, and Pam... Oh, you said my name. I'm Mike anyway. I'm so off my game.
Double Mike.
Exactly. I'm still Mike. So we hope that you have a great midweek. Thanks for checking in, and we'll see you real soon. It was a rough show.
Okay. Oh, that was
so funny.
I was wondering how long that was going to take you to pick up on that one, Mike.
So bad.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.